looking back, my dad was comfortable where he was, but he didn't see how the neighborhood was changing around him.
Sure.
And, you know, more and more of their friends either moved out or were bought out by the company. And he was, my dad and my mom were actually the last house, at least on that block on Mercury. I don't think there was anybody behind them on Galena Street, and there was nobody south of them on the other side of Mercury. So they were like the last stronghold. And there might have been one or two folks, you know, scattered, but you had this neighborhood of hundreds of people, and all of a sudden you're the last one. And it really did bother my mom more than my dad. You know, she really had problems with it because there weren't any neighbors anymore. I think even some of the environmental things, because without any houses, everything around you is weeded and overgrown and dusty and derelict, and it really did affect her. And I'm just, you found the letters that my dad had written to whoever it was in the Anaconda Company, and I can't think of the guy's name, but in the age before cell phones and tape recordings, this guy wrote in longhand all of the conversations that he had with my dad.
Yeah, he had like and a call log.
He had a call log of every time my dad called or every time they interacted, and there's correspondence in there, and I believe my dad got to the point where he was going to sell out, and I forget the exact amount, but I want to say it was like $30,000. He would
Sounds
sell
right.
his property for $30,000. And this was, 1980. So it was roughly 1980.
Yeah.
So, you know, housing prices at that time, that was probably in the ballpark. And there's correspondence from the Anaconda Company side saying this. He took it to the board, and they felt this was very high, and they authorized this agent to offer my dad $20,000. And literally, it's in the correspondence. This guy said, "We're willing to offer you $20,000." And my dad always had a smart comeback, and he said something like, "So is that for the car in front of the house, or the house itself?" And things didn't go well on that in that interaction. But eventually, I believe they came pretty close to the $20,000 price. My dad, considered for, and it was, you know, looking back, I want to say it was affecting my mom's health. You know, she just, she needed to be around people, and she needed to be in a neighborhood again. And one of the things about, my dad was kind of proud about this, but if you take this huge neighborhood or this area that was a block of people, and you suddenly start dwindling things down, until he showed me one day, I'd never thought of it, but if you don't regulate the water pressure, as you've got a blocks worth of people using water, and now all of a sudden you have one or two households with the same water pressure. He would put the garden hose on, and we were probably 50 yards back from Mercury Street, and he could hit Mercury Street with you know, they came down and put some sort of a regulator on the water line, but he, look at this.
He could fight fires with it.
He was squirting cars as they went by.